Locked On Flyers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Flyers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, and welcome to the Locked On Flyers podcast for Friday, September 10th, your daily dose of Flyers news, analysis, and high-quality content that is so excited to be formally welcoming Sarah Siders to the show.
Hi, my name is Sarah Siders. This is my first episode as a co-host, although I have appeared as a guest once in the past. You can find me on Twitter at Sarah Siders. You can find me wherever podcasts are found on my other show, Podadelphia.
You can follow Locked On Flyers on Twitter at Locked On Flyers. Keep up to date on all the Flyers news, our episodes, all that good stuff. You can also email the show at lockedonflyers@gmail.com. I'm Rachel Donner. You can find me on Twitter at rmiriam. And like Sarah just said, she is on Twitter at Sarah Siders. Who are this season's top 50 NHL players? Find out on the Locked On NHL podcast. Joe DiBiase, Mike DiStefano, and I have been revealing the top 50 players as voted on by our local experts across the Locked On NHL network of podcasts. Today's show will cover the top 10 ranked players. Subscribe to the Locked On NHL podcast on YouTube and turn your notifications on so you never miss an episode. On today's episode of Locked On Flyers, we will be talking about the big news that Paul Holmgren will be a member of this year's class in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. We will be talking about the branding update of the National Women's Hockey League to the Premier Hockey Federation and what that means for the league overall. And then it's Friday, so of course we will be talking all things gritty. Locked On Flyers is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you are listening right now. Hit that subscribe button and you will get all of our episodes here on the Locked On Sports Network. All right, Sarah, first show. Have to start off with some unfortunate news here. And we just want to send our condolences to the family and friends of Big Daddy Graham, a really prominent radio broadcaster and all-around great guy in the Philadelphia sports community. I know I personally listened to his overnight show on WIP all the time and got me through some insomnia nights. And again, you know, all of our love to his family and friends. He will definitely be missed.
Yeah, I listened to him as well. You knew you were up early if you were listening to Big Daddy Graham on the radio. And I had the pleasure of meeting him once in person. He used to host a trivia night down the shore in Sea Isle. And he was just as kind and funny in person as he was on the radio. And his voice will be, you know, certainly missed on the Philadelphia airwaves.
Just a couple of small bits of news before we get to the Paul Holmgren discussion. Morgan Frost was officially removed from IR for cap purposes, so that was an expected step, but they have to do it in order to have him rostered. And then we learned that Sidney Crosby had wrist surgery, so that's a big deal for the Pens, obviously big rivals for the Flyers, and he's out approximately 6 weeks, so a little bit into the season, and it'll be interesting to see how that affects the Penguins.
For many seasons now, I know at least I've been saying that the Penguins' window is closing. And, you know, maybe this season would be the season they finally miss the playoffs. And then usually when I say that, they win the Stanley Cup or they win the division. But with Crosby at least getting a slow start to the season, even if he doesn't miss much time, and Malkin being out, it's going to be a slow start for the Pens, probably, in what's set to be a really competitive division. You know, the timing of his surgery really might put the Pens at a disadvantage in this tight division with Jeff Carter now their number one center.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to say out loud, is Jeff Carter, Pittsburgh Penguins' first line center.
Yeah, when they were playing in the reverse retro game and the Flyers had their reverse retro on and the Pens had theirs and Carter was, you know, a center on the Penguins, it really did feel like I had slipped into an alternate timeline, which is very, you know, hip and fashionable right now. But it's definitely very odd with Jeff Carter to be this prominent of a Penguin.
It really is. Getting to the big news that Paul Holmgren was named to the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame class this year, along with Peter McNabb and Stan Fischler, also worthy selections. And, you know, I talked with Russ a lot on yesterday's show about Paul Holmgren, because also this week he was named as a finalist for the Flyers Hall of Fame for this year. And so since I talked about him yesterday, I'll let you kick off with your Paul Holmgren thoughts and feelings.
I have to share this moment here because I had a very funny interaction this morning with the show. I listened to yesterday's Locked on Flyers, where Russ and Rachel discussed Paul Holmgren as a Flyers Hall of Fame candidate. And I kept kicking myself. I'm like, why isn't anyone mentioning that he's already in the U.S. Hall of, U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame? So I figured, I'm like, well, Russ and Rachel, they're knowledgeable hockey fans. Let me double check myself. And it turns out I was wrong. I was thinking of the Lester Patrick Award that he won in 2014. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And then it was no more than an hour or two later when the announcement came through. Apparently I had a psychic vision of Paul Holmgren in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame, where he clearly belongs. He has a tremendous resume for the Flyers. You guys went over it yesterday, but he's done virtually everything you can do for the Flyers organization. On the flip side, or concurrently, he's done the same thing for USA Hockey. He's competed for USA Hockey. He's been an assistant general manager for USA Hockey. He's been the general manager of USA Hockey, along with people, you know, a selection committee to name players to national teams. So I think it's a very well-deserved honor for just an all-around, you know, great hockey guy, at least it, you know, appears by reputation.
One piece of trivia that came up in the announcement for the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame that I wasn't even aware of is that he was the first American-born player in NHL history to record a hat trick in the Stanley Cup final. So that is pretty remarkable.
I did not know that. That's news to me as well. I even, you know, I had missed it in the update. You know, I thought you were going to say that he was the first American Flyer. Wow, that's a great achievement by Homer.
Yeah, and you know, just like we said on yesterday's show, and you alluded to, he's held pretty much every role you can, except for maybe a scout or a statistician. But, you know, he was a player, assistant coach, head coach, GM, and president of the Flyers. He's a senior advisor right now, officially, for the Flyers. And, you know, his involvement with USA Hockey, like you said, was just, you know, span the gamut of all the possible roles, you know, in terms of coaching and general manager positions and, you know, and as a skater early in his career. So I just think this is definitely long overdue and well-deserved. And congratulations to Homer. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL Mega Contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor Contest, open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus with the promo code LOCKEDON. There's also some early NHL bets to make on BetOnline right now. Odds are up on the Stanley Cup winner, division winners, regular season point totals, who's going to make the playoffs, and so much more. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, soccer, hockey, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, You're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for all the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings you live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Contents vary by package.
All right, so we're back with some NWHL, or should I say PHF news, in the land of women's hockey. Monday night, it was leaked, and Tuesday, there was an official unveiling that the National Women's Hockey League would be rebranding as the Premier Hockey Federation. And this rebrand was driven by Tyler Tominia, who is the commissioner for the PHF. She took over this past season from the founding commissioner, Danny Rylan. The reasoning behind this rebrand was partially because of wanting to express gender neutrality that emphasized the skill of the athletes over the gender of the athletes performing the sport. It was pretty deliberate, and they talked about how there were, you know, some big changes behind the scenes and a lot of staff turnover, and they were thinking about it as a refresh and a reboot for the league, especially given the fact that with this COVID past season, you know, we were coming back on a more normalized hockey season, and they were kind of treating it as a fresh start. And Tyler specifically mentioned that using the word federation instead of league, or say having the word national in it like the previous name had, it reflected more of the international nature of the players and their desire to kind of spread their wings a little bit and attract more players internationally and sponsors and marketing and all that stuff. So given all of that, what was your initial reaction to the rebrand?
My initial reaction is a lot different than my current thoughts on the rebrand. And because the way the news leaked out first, and then the sort of, you know, intermittent distribution of information regarding it, we first heard it from, you know, Marissa and Jimmy leaked the news that the league's name was changing. And then later even leaked the logo, and it was just read as odd. You know, without, you know, separated from the reasoning, separated from the press release, it seemed like an odd move and an odd time to do it. Then the more I thought about it and seeing comments from people like Harrison Brown, and the idea behind the disassociating the league with the word woman, you know, to say that it's not a woman's league and a woman's league is lesser, and to say it's not a woman's league and a woman's league excludes trans men and non-binary people. So that logic, I think, is incredibly sound. The name's a bit odd, but that doesn't mean it's bad. It's just not what I'm used to. It's not what I was expecting. But the spirit is correct. So this could certainly be something I grow into really liking and championing, but I really love the idea behind it, if not the execution.
I think I have to agree with you there. I think that the execution was a little bit sloppy from a social media, and the handle isn't even changed over as of recording time. It's still at NWHL on Twitter right now. And the name is certainly out of the ordinary for your typical North American sports league. That being said, you know, the word Premier is reminiscent of like Premier League for soccer in the UK. So that resonates from a sports league perspective. And they talked about the word federation, like I said, with several athletes about it and that it worked for them, you know, who were players from other countries besides USA or Canada. And I think it will grow on me, but you're right. I think like initially the name is a little off-putting. And the other thing I will say in terms of reading interviews with Commissioner Tyler Tominium on 31 Thoughts podcast, as well as an interview she did with the Ice Garden women's hockey blog, she had some real interesting answers in terms of the process behind it. And, you know, they did have focus groups. They reached out to stakeholders and that there was buy-in from various different groups. But there was also an understanding that there would be resistance to this and not everybody would like it. And that is okay. And they're expecting to have not everybody be on board with this right away. And they're planning to do the work to convince people that it was the right move. And so I thought that was a good attitude, I think, going into it. And the other part of it was it being a women's hockey league, that they still use the term women's hockey in how they talk about the league, even if the name of the league is gender neutral. And I wasn't sure how they could balance that out and make it work. And I sort of get it. I don't know if I'm 100% there yet. But based on her explanation, especially from the Ice Garden interview that she did, that it's still going to be referred to loosely as women's hockey because it works in the structures of the women's hockey environment in terms of feeding players from women's teams at universities and such. But from a rebrand perspective, that there's this subtext there. So she compared it to the Weight Watchers rebrand to WW. The word weight isn't in there anymore because Weight Watchers wanted to be more about health than a particular number on a scale. But everybody knows what the WW used to stand for. So it's kind of there in the background, but it's not emphasized anymore. And I could buy that.
You're absolutely correct that it's a difficult line to walk because you want to be inclusive but not confusing. So the release used the word women several times after saying we're removing, you know, women from the title. But until it's a known brand, before people know what the Premier Hockey Federation is, they're going to need to describe it. And the fact that the majority of the players identify as women, that they come from, you know, women's college hockey primarily, you know, they come from those backgrounds, it does need to be noted until we get to that lovely point when it doesn't. And hopefully everyone will know that the PHF, they know what it stands for and what it means and what it represents. But in the meantime, it is a bit awkward, but, you know, I prefer the awkwardness than to continue with a bad idea just out of comfort.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that it'll take people some time, again, because NWHL had some brand equity behind it as well. And, you know, there were some negative things related to the league branding, as well as a lot of positive things. And this will take some getting used to. But like you said, I think that it will take some time and we'll see how they follow up on this overall branding change and look at other things within the league to help emphasize, you know, what they were intending to do with this branding update.
With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questions and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket instead. Save tons of time and money by using rockauto.com. They are a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years, so we know we can trust them. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. and you can get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
If you've been listening to the show for a while now, you've heard me talk about Built Bars all the time. I love to bring them along with me when I go on hikes or walks around my neighborhood. And if you don't know, Built Bars are a soft protein bar that tastes just like candy bars. And I don't know how they do it, but they have so many amazing flavors. There's something for everyone, no matter what your tastes are. Some of my personal favorites are the raspberry, the cherry barcia, salted caramel, mint brownie, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. But if you can't make up your mind, they'll make up a mixed box for you with two of each kind. But the best part is that Built Bars are healthy. Built Bars are great if you're looking to lose or maintain weight while indulging in that delicious treat. They're an amazing combination of being low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. And if you're on a special diet like keto, these will fit right in. So go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. All right, so we're back with our Friday favorite gritty thing of the week. Sarah, it's your first one. Are you excited?
I am excited. Since it's my first show and my first gritty thing of the week, I just need to profess my love for gritty. Hopefully, the Professional Hockey Federation can have the same journey gritty did for me, where I started off really disliking gritty and then about an hour or two later came to accept gritty, and now I love gritty. Gritty is my favorite mascot of all time. He's one of my favorite things about the Flyers currently.
Well, we will be getting into that whole favorite mascot conversation in a little bit. First off, we'll go through a couple of things that Gritty was up to this week. It was Labor Day this past weekend, of course, and Gritty did the expected and went down the shore, as you do. And so there were a couple of posts, one on Instagram with the caption, "The only labor I'm going to do today is get sand out of my fur." And I do not envy the person who has to clean that costume, because I have cleaned mascot costumes before. A fun trivia fact about me and my past employment, and it is not a fun thing, so adding the sand factor into it does not sound enjoyable.
I can't imagine. It must be incredibly surreal to have that job position, but if I did have it, I'd want to get up a little card made up of, like, Gritty official groomer. I mean, That thing had peak gold. You can get in any club. You know, as Gritty's official groomer, I imagine you carry a lot of weight in this town.
Absolutely. And then on Twitter, there was another post that included the same picture from that Instagram post, but a couple more of Gritty just having fun on Labor Day weekend. So hopefully Gritty and their team and the Gritty guards are planning some good content coming into this season. I am sure there will be a lot of fun stuff. Now, our friend Russ Cohen sent us this really interesting article where apparently there was a survey done through Play Canada where they talked to a little over 2,000 fans from Canada and the U.S. and had them rate mascots. And Gritty, remarkably, did not fare so well in this, which was shocking to me because I don't know who these 2,000 people were, but their opinions are terrible. So their top five best mascots, according to this group of people, were Carlton the Bear from Toronto. And this is where I think they had more Canadians in the survey than Americans. Sabretooth from Buffalo, which again, see Exhibit A. Howler the Coyote, which is not great. Louie from St. Louis, and I could not even picture Louie in my head if you asked me to try. And then Slapshot from the Caps. Like, what do you make of this?
I'm going to need to see the hard numbers. I'm going to need to see what the polling was like, how they selected their people who responded, because if you listed which mascots would make the best teddy bears to go to bed with, this is a good list. You know, Carlton the Bear, good teddy bear. Louis from St. Louis, I believe he's just a blue Carlton the Bear. You know, Slapshot, Howler, they're all cute, they're all cuddly. So if this is, we're asking, you know, 7-year-olds or 5-year-olds, which mascot would they want as a stuffed animal? This is a great list. But best, I'm sorry, it just isn't. I'm not saying they're not cute, but boy, are they forgettable. I mean, there's nothing unique or notable about any one of them. Again, all very cute, but just not quality.
Adding to the suspect nature of this survey, in the worst NHL mascots list, the mascot from the Edmonton Oilers was not even in the top 5. And everybody knows he's the worst and the creepiest. So again, this is invalidated. Also, Yuppie from Montreal, who's delightful, was listed as the worst. So this is where I'm also thinking those Toronto voters like dogpiled on the Canadiens mascot here and the Ottawa Senators mascot. So I think you're onto something with wanting to see the raw data. Now, the most obnoxious mascot, Gritty is number 1. And I will take that because that's probably true.
Oh, I wear that as a badge of honor. Gritty has earned that. That should be up there. But I see, we think obnoxious is part of the job, you know, and Gritty does it better than most. So most obnoxious, Gritty, then Al the Octopus. I guess he's just obnoxious because he's a statue and not really a mascot. Harvey the Hound, Yuppie, again, that Canadian bias of, you know, Toronto-centric. And then Bailey from the Kings. And Bailey's got his own issues that are like real world issues, so we'll leave those aside. But Gritty is the most obnoxious. I think they actually did get it right that time.
Yeah. And then, you know, fans who love their team's mascot the best, the Flyers were number 4. The Ducks apparently love their mascot the best of anybody, which I find just to be ridiculous in concept alone.
I'll actually defend that because...
Really?
What mascot has been on the front of a jersey? And not only has Wild Wing been on the front of a jersey once, they brought him back and did it again. And he caught on fire fairly early in his career for his team. So I could really see that Ducks devotion. The Hurricanes and their pig? That's morbid. I mean, it's based off Carolina barbecue, isn't it? That's a bit grim.
Yeah, I always have a problem with anthropomorphic food where it's just like kind of disturbing to have like mascots of food because they're encouraging you to eat them. And I think that's weird and uncomfortable. So I'm with you there on the Carolina thing. And looking at the fans who dislike their team's mascot the most, I mean, I think the Canucks being at number 1 makes sense because they hate themselves about everything the most of any NHL market. And Edmonton's mascot did make the list here, but at number 5. So all in all, I don't know if I buy this survey. I think there was something wrong in the data, and we all know Gritty's the best.
Clearly. We should run it again sometime. You know, really, really flesh out those numbers and be fully transparent about this very important question.
Thanks for listening to today's show. We'll be back again on Monday with Sarah. As a reminder, we always want to hear from you. Send us in mailbag questions via Twitter at LockedOnFlyers, or you can email the show at LockedOnFlyers@gmail.com. I'm Rachel. I'm on Twitter at rmiriam. That's rmiriam.
And I'm Sarah. I'm also on Twitter at Sarah Siders. That's SarahSiders.
Thanks again for listening and have a great weekend. Betting on the NHL doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favored picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts.